those would be a lot of the infrastructure projects of which we just got money, received money for. And there's a few more out there that I think we have a good potential getting, you know, getting funding for. And I would say the same thing. I would like to see the hospital completed, you know, and have an active role in, you know, helping to get the funding and pushing it along.
What have you done in the past that makes you qualified for the role?
Well, that's a very good question from the standpoint that I've had several terms now on the assembly, so I have some nodding acquaintance with the issues we deal with in Petersburg. I have some nodding acquaintance with, you know, Robert's Rules of Order and our procedures and so forth. So, and then I've represented on the state level, I've represented with Alaska Municipal League. I was on their policy committee representing all of the state of Alaska. I was on there for about 2 years, representing the interests both not only of Petersburg, but of, you know, the rest of the municipalities in Alaska. In that respect, I think I got a pretty good, you know, understanding of what's going on. I would say in addition to that, you know, I've been on the SEPA board for about 6 years now, and I very much, you know, I very much have got myself into it and know pretty much I could sit here for an hour and talk about the grid and so forth. So, yeah, I think I have a little bit of and I was on the the assembly representative to the hospital now for about 4 years. So I have some nodding acquaintance with the issues of which we deal with, they deal with on a daily basis and what's going on. So, yeah, I think I have some nodding experience.
Can you tell me what your priorities would be if you were reelected to the assembly?
I have a number of things I'd like to see done. You know, we set priority when, you know, there was two pieces of federal legislation passed to give different grants and so forth across the board to across the country for a lot of different types of things. For the life of me, I can't remember the names of the two. The Rescue Act is one. I don't remember the other one. But at any rate, so there was priority set. And we've now, you know, I think we've got funding for Scow Bay. We've got funding for Banana Point. We've received $28 million for a hospital. I just learned we got $5 million for the start of a third turbine at Tai. And so, yeah, I'd like to see some of these things completed. I see some things that I really like is that the enthusiasm of folks, you know, who are working on this and the enthusiasm from folks around the community about doing some of this, I think is terrific. And I'd like to be able to be part of seeing it get done.
Can you tell me one time the assembly got something right in the last year or so?
We got a number of things. I think overall we've got quite a number of things right. Goes back to what I just said earlier. You know, a couple of years ago, we kind of set some priority and funded where we needed grant writers and so forth so we could participate in obtaining some of these funds from these various acts that were passed federally. It's taken a long time for the rules to roll out and for us to participate. But I think setting those rules earlier and then continuing with them, I think has really paid us dividends. I was thinking about that, and I think now if you were to add it all up, including a hospital, we've got well over $50 million from the federal government that comes to our community, which a lot of it we could not have afforded ourselves. So, and I think we got that very right, in my opinion.
What about a time in the last year or so that the assembly got something wrong?
When I answer that, I'll answer that from my own perspective, because there's seven of us, and I think if you put seven there, we will have a disagreement. I think one of the things that I'm going to talk about procedure, is that I think there are times when we make decisions, we simply don't need to make the decision on that day. Either the public has come forward with some ideas, the staff has come forward, or even the assembly has come forward asking questions of which there are no answers to. And to put that in more perspective, when we talk about when we sold the land, you know, the along the waterfront, the marine land that we have down there, there were a lot of questions there. We pushed that decision through. Did we make the right decision? We may have come to that same decision later, but I think that the things that we would put into effect in terms of when we sold that land, in terms of covenants and other things, procedures, I think would have been different. It would have been a better decision. I think it probably would have been. Would we made the same decision, but with these other parameters? Probably. And that's when I will say I continue. I think there's things where we push it and we don't need to, you know, we can just let it set because there's some really good ideas come forward which need to be fleshed out.